I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. There are several items on the agenda, including the scheduling of a public hearing to look at zoning ordinances related to recreational marijuana use in Marquette. Here's Mike Angeli.
This is the next to the last in the process of completing the zoning to allow recreational use marijuana establishments in the city. And there's a gamut of about seven different types of facilities you can have. And the Planning Commission has been going through that process, and it's recommending locations, buffer areas, and things of that nature that will allow those facilities to be located in the city.
Now, what's happening tonight with this?
Well, tonight they're scheduling a public hearing for the City Commission. The Planning Commission has completed its process. The next step is for the City Commission to do it, and we're setting the public hearing for February 10th, because this is an amendment to the Land Development Code.
And then that would be when the commission would actually take some action on it, correct?
Correct.
Also, under unfinished business, there is a parcel of property, Heartwood Forest land area. Tell me about this. What is this purchase agreement that's being discussed?
Well, this is something we've been working on for almost a year and a half. It's a sale of parcel 13, which is the location where the NTN trailhead is now, to NTN.
That's the No Cayman on Trail Network.
Yes. Yeah. They indicated an interest a while back when we were talking about selling to other entities. We sold to Rippling River. We sold some to Viridia. And NTN wanted to actually own the property that they're currently licensed to use.
And this is where their trailhead is at, where you actually start getting on the recreational trails in that Heartwood Forest property?
Correct.
And they would then be taking ownership of it and be managing it, and it's then in their hands?
Correct. And what I've done here also is part of this whole endeavor is to create a trail management agreement between us and NTN. NTN has been managing the trails for upwards of 14 years now without any real written agreement. Mm. And so we've put together an agreement that they will actually manage the trails. There is a small, and I mean a very small, revenue source there for the city. It's in the area of, like, if you have an event, and it's events only. If you have an event, you have an entrance fee, you add a dollar to that event, that person's fee, to give to the city, that we then put into a reserve account to spend back on the property at some time in the future. It's just something that locks in a good relationship with them.
Mike, one of the agenda items tonight is under new business is creation of an ad hoc housing committee. What is that about? What's it going to be looking at?
Well, this is a commission initiative, and I think everybody's fairly aware that, you know, housing costs and prices in the city and in the communities around us can be kind of steep, you know, depending on your income. And what the commission would like to know is, you know, what is going on with our housing costs? Mm-hmm. How are they being established? And typically this is an area that's under the guise of the Planning Commission. So what we're doing here is putting together a subcommittee to look at what the Planning Commission already has in place under the master plan for addressing housing. And this goes the whole gauntlet from affordable housing to the expensive stuff.
Full top end kind of housing, yes.
And just kind of get an idea of how it's being affected by the markets and what's going on.
What is the overall goal of this ad hoc committee being created? Will there be a recommendation to the commission? What?
The idea is that this committee will put together a report after 18 months for the city commission, just to let them know what's happening, making sure that we as a community, we as an administration, as a government, are doing what we need to do to ensure that, you know, everything is being done properly.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.